Welcome to the One World Podcast, where we share stories about people and ideas that drive meaningful change for our one world, with your host, Lynn, Nick, and me, Tristan, from Climate Reality, Orange County. For this edition of One World, we are joined by an incredible guest that has worked for nearly a decade to support clean, safe, and healthy neighborhoods in Orange County and all of California. Linda Kramer is a native-born Californian who serves as the Community Engagement Manager at Orange County Power Authority, a not-for-profit clean energy provider that includes member cities such as Buena Park, Irvine, Fullerton, and Fountain Valley. The OCPA is one of 25 community energy providers across California serving more than 15 million customers like you, me, and businesses across California. Linda earned a certificate in environmental resource management from Orange Coast College and a master's of science in counseling from Cal State Fullerton. She has volunteered in local community groups like CCL, Climate Reality, OC, and Youth Action Groups. She is a member of the Association of Women in Water, Energy, and Environment and was honored as one of the women making a difference in Orange County by OC Board of Supervisor Katrina Foley. Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
We are going to have a great conversation. Now let me hand it over to our co-host Nick to start our One World conversation.
Hi, everyone. So Linda, I would like to start off by asking, what inspired you to transition from your previous career in mental health to working in the environmental sector?
Well, thank you for the question, Nick. I worked in the world of psychology for quite a long time, and I am so grateful for the experience of being able to help so many. But at some point, I was looking for a transition, and I have also really been someone that cares about the environment and wanted to make a difference there. And so I went back to school and got my certificate, and I come around full circle. I am now working as a community engagement manager, and I get to talk to people about something I love.
That's wonderful. Can you tell us more about your work at OCPA as the Community Engagement Manager?
Yes. So our core mission is to be about community, and we are always invested in our community. And I get to go and reach out to our community members and educate them on what Orange County Power Authority is. And that is all community members. And so I get to work with businesses, small and large businesses, and also community-based organizations and get their feedback. But also we get to work with historically underserved communities that haven't had a voice in the energy world, and not only hear from them and what their needs are, but also provide programs that could help them with energy savings.
That's great to hear that underserved communities are a focus in OCPA's mission. So let's talk a little bit more about OCPA. OCPA is what's called a community choice energy provider or a community choice aggregator. People may not be so familiar with the concept of a CCA. So could you please explain what it is and how it's different from something like a privately owned utility company like California Edison or PG&E?
Yes. The community choice aggregation, and sometimes we call it community choice energy, is not a new concept. It's been around since 2010, very successfully in all of California. And what it is it allows cities and communities to purchase energy on behalf of their customers and, as a nonprofit entity, take the profits that they make after the expenses and reinvest them back into their communities, and prioritizing programs that help save money and energy. And clean energy so that we can provide cleaner environments for our community members.
That's great. Can you, just to go into a little bit more detail, can you explain the difference between electricity generation and transmission and where exactly OCPA comes into play?
Yes. Actually, before I do that, though, I will mention that we're not alone. We are the latest community choice aggregator launching in 2022. But in California, there are 25 community choice aggregators, and they serve over 15 million customers. And that is about one third of California customers. And so we are bringing the choice of energy when there hasn't been with investor-owned utilities. Ours in this area, SCE, we have had for 100 years, customers have not had options in their energy. So we are offering that to customers all over California. So now I will answer the question about generation and distribution. So community choice aggregators purchase energy, and that is the generation side of your bill. And then it is distributed through the wire. So that's transmission and distribution. And that is the part that the investor-owned utilities do. And so it's a partnership, it's a public-private partnership between a community choice aggregator and the utility. We are actually on the bottom of the customer bill, if you are in one of our member cities.
Thank you so much for breaking that down for us. So let's talk a little bit more about choice, since that's a huge benefit of OCPA and being so much a part of the community. So how do businesses and residents have choice in their energy for the first time in over 100 years?
So OCPA exists to give communities a real choice in energy. And when you're with an investor-owned utility, you only have one option, whatever the option it is. But currently, we allow three choices. And that is so customers that want more clean energy can purchase it. And so we offer 100% renewable energy choice, a smart choice, which is 60% renewable energy and 55% carbon free. And then our basic choice customer, which is our most competitive rate, is roughly at 49% renewable energy. And I will let you know that customers are automatically opted into our program. That's just the way the law was written. But at any time, they are free to go back to their investor-owned utility or choose a different plan, a different one of our plan levels. And so they're always given an option where currently if they don't belong to a CCA, they have no option.
That's great to have a choice, and the different tiers, can work for different families who may have different priorities depending on their finances. So that's great to hear. So in addition to choice, OCPA also invests back into the community and focuses on environmental stewardship. And I want to hear you talk more about that, in addition to any other benefits that residents can receive.
Yes. Well, OCPA, as I mentioned, we're a not-for-profit. So after our expenses, we reinvest our profits back into the community. And we just actually completed what is called our community power plan. And that's when we reached out extensively to our customers and we asked them what help they need with their electricity and how they would like us to invest in the community. And from that, we are developing a 5-year plan to develop programs to help customers lower their energy costs more and reduce their carbon footprint. And some of the ways that can be through energy efficiency programs or lowering the demand for businesses and creating more reliability and often more affordability. It can be helping low-income who have, as I mentioned, been traditionally not included, but for renters and multifamily, helping them look at their energy and see how they can contribute, but also work on using less energy. And then also helping electrify buildings and transportation. So there are many things that we can do to reinvest in the community, but also through our grant program, we support local nonprofits that are making a difference to educate students and provide more emission-free programs that help the community and make it pollution, less pollution in our community.
I love hearing that OCPA is focused on helping so many people and in so many different ways. And I wanted to look at the bigger picture in terms of California as a whole, as well as cities within California. How is OCPA and other CCAs helping the state reach their climate goals?
That is a great question. So, as I mentioned, we are the newest CCA, but there are 25 CCAs, the earliest one launching in 2010. And CCAs have collectively put about 18,000 megawatts of new clean energy capacity on the California grid. And that is above what the investor-owned utilities have done. And OCPA alone, we launched in 2022. We have been able to save our customers 2 billion pounds of CO2 equivalent since we launched. And that is equivalent to taking 223,000 cars off the road. That is simply by customers making a choice for their electricity to be provided by 100% renewable energy. And so it's really one of the easiest choices you can make to save energy.
Wow, 3 billion pounds is a mind-boggling number, and I'm
Two
glad to
billion,
hear it.
yes.
Oh, 2 billion pounds is a
Yes.
mind-boggling number, and I'm glad to hear it. And as you mentioned earlier, talking about choice, the 100% renewable choice plan is available for people that want it. And if more residents and businesses want to move to the 100% renewable energy, how does OCPA ensure that we will have the capacity to do so?
Oh, that's the best part of OCPA. We don't have a capacity cap. With OCPA, every customer can be part of the clean energy movement, meaning they can choose 100% renewable energy. There are other clean energy programs like SCE's Green Rate program, but the capacity is limited. In fact, the Green Rate program has been closed for years because capacity is met. And I'll add that in any given year that the program was offered, less than 1% of SCE's 5 million customers were served. I want to add that I'm really proud of our power resources staff who's dedicated to bringing new clean energy projects online to support growing demand. The more people who want renewable energy, the more member cities OCPA has, the more clean energy we can bring online with our own power purchase agreements. That way, secure lower energy costs for years into the future and stabilize rates and pass those savings on to customers, which is really what we're all about.
Great. Now, as we look towards the future of renewable and sustainable energy, what does the future of OCPA look like? And what are some cities that are looking to join OCPA?
Well, we're talking to a number of cities, but what I would recommend to you is that if you are in Orange County and you are interested in joining, it is really important to communicate with your elected officials and decision makers in your city and let them know. It's important even for members in our member cities to Let them know that you are happy to have the choice of energy and clean energy, and that you want renewable options, so that our elected officials, sometimes they don't know what customers want, and it's really important. In something that is a proven model that offers competitive rates and cleaner energy options for everyone.
That's wonderful. And we heard a lot about the benefits of OCPA, and the future looks very bright for clean energy. And I just wanted to know, what are some opportunities for people to get more involved with OCPA?
Well, one of the other advantages of community choice aggregators is that we're a public entity, and our board meetings and our community advisory committee meetings are all public, and anyone can attend the meetings and make a public comment. You can also go to our website and fill out our customer form, our customer service form, and share information and we pride ourselves in providing someone to talk to. And we have a customer service number on our website, which is ocpower.org. You can also watch the videos of our meetings if you cannot make a live meeting, but we always appreciate customer input. You can also, like I mentioned, tell your city council how you feel, and that's real important. Like I said, and visit us at a booth when you see us in the community, because we're out there a lot and we love to talk to customers. We love to hear what your priorities are. And so please say hi if you see us out there in the community. We like to be in a lot of places.
Yeah, definitely. And lastly, why is OCPA a great way for residents and businesses to have a voice in their energy choices?
Well, it's really, like I said, the only choice. When back in 2000, when we had the energy crisis, that was when they attempted to privatize energy, and that did not work. And so California came up with AB 117 in 2002, which then allowed a choice through cities and counties to be the energy provider. And so, as I mentioned, it's a proven model, and businesses and customers throughout California are choosing it. That's why one third of customers now are in a CCA. And it's an easy choice. If you think about all the things you can do to save emissions, one of the easiest choices is electricity. Worldwide, it's about one third of emissions. And so when customers, businesses, and residents choose 100% renewable electricity and pay just slightly more, they are making the quickest and most profound change they can make. That's the easiest to do, especially if they are not in a position to put solar on their roof or on another form of electricity. But I will mention that even if they do have a solar on a roof, OCPA encourages local development of renewable energy, and we provide 10% more back on energy, that extra energy to the grid.
Wow. Yes, it is really one of the easiest choices that you can make for a renewable energy future. We ask all of our guests the same question. What's one meaningful way that you can change your one world for the better?
I would say that through community energy, OCPA is putting power back in the hands of people. It's a growing movement in California that's local and inclusive and rooted in doing what is most advantageous for our neighbors and environment and our world community, leading to a brighter future for everyone.
This has been a wonderful conversation with Linda. Thank you so much for your time and your dedication to ensuring a bright and clean energy future in Orange County and beyond.
Thank you, Nick.
If you're interested in learning more about OCPA, please visit ocpower.org. I would also like to give special thanks to Dominic Bendinelli, Chair of the OCPA Advisory Committee, for helping with this episode. For more One World conversations, go to climaterealityoc.com Just click on podcasts and listen on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay curious, hopeful, and find the beauty and joy in this one world. See you next time.